Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Disorder in the Court. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the heart of San Diego's historic Old Town, the Whaley House stands as a living testament to the city's rich past. However, beyond its charming facade lies a chilling secret, tales of spirits, apparitions, and unexplained phenomena that have left visitors in awe and trepidation. Built in 1857 by Thomas Whaley, the Whaley House is not only an architectural marvel, but also a witness to a myriad of historical events. From serving as the Whaley family's residence, to functioning as San Diego's first commercial theater, and even a courthouse, this house has seen it all. The Whaley House holds immense historical significance as one of the oldest brick structures in Southern California. My interest is, of course, is always the history.
Historic
Old Town is one of the oldest areas in California.
Yeah, absolutely. Architecturally really interesting too, just proximity to Mexico and how California developed. I think it's a really interesting part of California history. And I think a lot of people don't think about San Diego as being historic, much like a lot of the West Coast, but it really is, with the missions running down the edge of the ocean and different people coming through to get to and from Mexico.
Also, when I moved from New York, the first place I ever went to in California is when I moved to San Diego. I've had a history with it, a really good history, but also towards the end, a bit of a tumultuous history. So I had my own ghosts.
Oh, personal ghosts as you were rolling through.
Absolutely. So that kind of weighed heavy on me for a little bit. I was there to do some stand-up comedy over the weekend.
Even though you're saying it's kind of bittersweet, I am a little bit jealous because I do remember when you said you went to the Whaley House. So when we make these episodes, we do so many of them, they kind of, I'm like a goldfish and we kind of forget after a while. But this one I remembered because it was so haunted and so charged and had so much history that I was, again, very jealous that you were there, even though it was not all laughs for you.
However, the echoes of its past residents seem to linger, making it one of the most haunted places in America.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they say that a lot about a lot of places.
They do. They really overuse that term.
I mean, the Whaley House is featured on Ghost Adventures and various other haunts. And it is one of the oldest and most haunted, for sure. I don't know what the litmus test
what's
is.
The metric?
What's the metric?
Yeah.
The history is there. Mm-hmm. And its proximity to a very famous, very haunted cemetery only adds to that.
Mm. I remember when I was doing some scouting for a show I worked on called 28 Days Haunted, I really pushed the Whaley House because it was, again, very haunted. But they had said to me, the network was like, there are too many shows based on this. And it's true. The intrigue around this place is so prominent, but it is worth it. Every bit of it makes sense because it is. It's so strange and it's been through so much. And there is so many different encounters, ghostly encounters. You could read hundreds of them online. It's really incredible.
And different people bringing different energies on different days or nights that you're there can make a whole different experience.
Absolutely.
Numerous visitors and staff members have reported paranormal experiences within its walls. One of the most famous ghosts believed to haunt the house is that of Yankee Jim Robinson, a thief who was hanged on the property before the house was built. Visitors have reported seeing apparitions, hearing footsteps, even smelling cigar smoke, believed to be associated with Thomas Whaley. Now, this is key for me, and it's interesting historically, and it's the only place that I had an experience when I was there was in the courthouse.
Wow.
The Whaley House served as San Diego's one and only courthouse from 1868 to 1871. It was the city's second courthouse. The first one was just a couple blocks away, but then the one in the Whaley House became the courthouse in San Diego.
That was it.
And you have to imagine, within the confines of a courthouse, criminals, innocent, that are told they're guilty, the guilty that are told that are innocent, the people that have been left in that wake. So it makes sense that within the confines of that, there would be some unsettling.
Absolutely. Well, I think I remember hearing on one of the many ghost tours that I've done that places where a lot has happened, where people's lives were changed, where there was a lot of like concentrated emotion and energy and judgment, are really places of high hauntings, intensity, energetic. I don't even know how they would describe it, but it's a place where there's a lot of hauntings because a lot went down there, and not necessarily people died there, although in this case that's true too. But I think then there's a lot of really charged energy, and when there's a lot going on in a place that changes people's lives, kind of gives them a new trajectory, that can be a place that has a high proclivity for hauntings.
So pretty much as soon as I got there, you walk in through the entrance, and the entrance I walked in, which I believe is like the main entrance, is the courtroom. And that is where I had a experience.
Oh, boy. I'm so you never go looking for experiences. You are like an in and out type of a person. I think about when we did the Janis Joplin show where you were so weirded out. I am jealous. I am a ghost cooler. No ghost wants to encounter me ever. Story of my life. But here we are. You waltz into a courtroom and all of a sudden something happens.
I'm on trial.
Whew.
After this break. Hi, hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
What's going on?
How's it going? How's October treating you?
Is it spooktacular?
Are you having lots of pumpkin spice lattes and candy corn yet?
Or maybe you want to drink a nice pumpkin spice glass of water.
I don't want that.
No?
No.
Oh.
A nice lukewarm tap water with pumpkin and spice?
Well, no, the water is just the cup of water, but the pumpkin spice is just kind of inferred.
Oh, okay. I got it. It's a state of mind?
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
That just sounds hydrating. Thanks.
We want to say hello to anyone's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town.
Thank you.
In this most haunted of months. Mm-hmm. But every month is pretty haunted.
For us. Ghost Town. Yeah. I mean, but this is unequivocally haunted.
This is it.
This is the big time. This is the Super Bowl for us.
Yeah.
What team will win?
I want all the teams to win.
Yeah, that's true. You're very positive like that. Everybody wins here in Ghost Town.
We know who really wins every single time is our government.
That's right.
Wow. Whew. Order. We love it. Organization, structure, hierarchy. Mm-hmm, we're into it.
Absolutely. We thrive in it, I might say.
Our government. The mayors handing out a nice apple, no razors.
No razors?
No razors.
You sure about that?
Positive. I'll tell you something. Kelly Meehan doesn't put no razors in no apples.
Thanks for the fiber, Kelly.
And with a nice little baggie of, don't say it, it's not what you think, pennies.
Oh, yes.
Thought it was an eight ball.
Cocaine. My Halloween is made.
Just a nice tight roll of 10 pennies is an investment into the future.
Oh.
That would be Cat Joselle, of course.
Thanks, Cat Joselle.
And then rock in some licorice, black.
Oh, God.
Goth. Nobody like it. It's fitting.
Even goths don't like black licorice.
Some people do. Some people love it.
Dads do.
They love it.
Everyone over 70 does.
That'd be Casey Weber.
Hello.
And then just showing off with some candy corn.
Okay. I love it. I love candy corn.
I know it's
finally,
probably.
I'm not going to slam the door in the face of whoever this person is.
That'd be Matthew Clemens Leray.
Thank you, Matthew. I do love candy corn in all types, all forms.
And somebody's got to be a big shot. Somebody's got to be big time and everyone with some king size bars, Snickers, Twix, the full size.
Oh, rich guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Richie. Pissing contest.
That'd be Ashley Mattson.
Hello. Thank you.
And probably the most rewarding treat when a trick-or-treater shows up is a warm smile. That's all they
warm have. Smile?
Because
I think you were going to say cookie dough.
They forgot. They totally forgot.
Oh.
So it's just an empty bowl, and then they pretend like they're going to give it to you.
Go to a CVS and grab whatever they got.
Nah. This person's
you're
like,
disgusting.
Nah.
You're disgusting.
This person's too busy watching horror movies, kicking
appalled.
Back. That'd be Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
And Halloween Town would not run at all without our governor.
That's true.
Sometimes handing out first class tickets to
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Beyonce. Say, who do you want to see? She's got it.
Sometimes you might get an IOU where you owe her money. You don't know.
You don't know. No fees, whatever. Promotional tickets. Where do these come from? Where are you? How
don't
did
know
you get these to me?
If you're going to get or you're going to have to give.
Dom Perignon vintage year. Okay.
Or a hot bottle of water from her car. You don't know what you're going to get. That's
a carcinogenic bottle of water?
That's
what a ride.
Yes. So you don't know what you're going to get, but you're definitely going to get something from our governor,
Avian Noble.
You want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff, 7 days free. You can check in and check out, unlike like a horror movie where you're just like, you can't check out. Now, this one,
no,
you can definitely check out. We should have our Halloween bonus up soon. And there's like 70-something bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Check it out. You don't want ads. You don't want chit-chat. You don't want none of this mess.
No.
Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Before we get back to it, I want to make a quick correction to the space crime episode a couple weeks ago. I want to correct some of my research. Anne McClain was on Space Expeditions 58 and 59, not 56. And Christina Koch was on 59, not 57. I was two expeditions behind, two expeditions difference. A lot of people coming and going from these specific crafts. So I apologize for that.
And on that, let's get back to the Whaley House.
Let's do it.
I'm heading into the Whaley House, into the courtroom. It's open. It's really cool, by the way. It's a functional courthouse, which I believe even recently they used it as a functional courthouse, maybe in 2021 or 2022.
Wow.
For the first time in 150 years or whatever. So it was a pretty iconic thing. I don't know. I didn't look too much into it. It was a crypto scam.
Oh,
they really wanted to make sure it was held there.
That's good. That's important.
So I'm in there. It's open. It's the very first thing. You know me. I'm not looking for it. I'm not asking for it. It's during the day. It's 11:30 a.m. There's no one in there but me. There's some other people that are already further in the house where it's more narrow and it's more spooky. Of course, I'm reading all the history stuff, like going around, reading all the history stuff, reading another benign history thing about the Whaley House. There's a door that is opened. It's propped open and there's like a piece of rope and you can't go in and out of it. It's like it's kind of on the opposite side of the entrance that you can really only access by walking out that door or going outside and like walking in through, but it's roped off and the door is open and it's propped open. And I'm standing, I'm reading this history thing, and that door creaked where every hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I've never done something so fast in my entire life, and it's just still. So I'm like, I walk over to it, and I'm looking, I'm seeing if anyone's playing, you know, and it's just like,
yeah, you're checking,
are they doing any, are they goosing the thing where they're kind of,
yeah,
which is not really what they're doing. That's not their thing. They have tour people and they're just doing their job and just making sure everyone has a good time. I'm looking at the thing. I was like, is it no wind? It is like a pretty it's pretty still. The weather is a little overcast, but it's like pretty still. And I'm like, how? The thing is propped. It is open, like where it's not swinging. Like I didn't want to start touching the door, but I was examining it because I don't want to, touch anything. But it was locked in there. And I was honestly like, just every hair was like sticking up in the back of my neck. Ooh. My Apple Watch, I'm always checking to see how many
steps,
but also the heart rate. Oh. My heart rate was woo, where it actually said, hey, your heart rate is abnormally high for whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah. They're like, stop looking at ghosts.
And so that really had me like, so I'm walking through the rest of the house and the rest of it is, it's very cool and it is like spooky and things are set up and, but it did not faze me because I already walked in there freaked out.
Yeah.
Even before it wasn't, I think I sent you a picture. It was like the scary doll and nothing, none of that, any effect on me. Narrow hallways, old pianos. This is where that happened. I was like, don't matter. I don't care what happened here. What happened in this bedroom, that bedroom. I was already like walking through there. Almost, I paid to get in. Mm-hmm. I want to patronize the place. I just got there. But part of me was like, I just want to leave. I just want to leave. Yeah. But it literally, I just did, what was I going to do? Walk out of the courtroom? I was like, I'm good. It's like you just walked into the courtroom.
In and out.
I'm a skeptic. I'm a little bit of a cynic. I'm a lot of a skeptic. Uh-huh. I'm looking to see if kids are playing, but you can't even really access it to move it in the time where I literally just walked in there and within 4 minutes of being in there. And I was like, imagine being scared of the courtroom, so you're gonna go see the scary dolls just to relieve yourself of whatever it was. So
you're like, I'm gonna take a break from this by going to see some wicked little dolls and other places where people have perished and lived their lives at. They got me right out of the way.
I guess that's how they get you. They're like, you're not expecting this. This is the last place you're expecting.
This is the big public space. How would I freak the shit out of you right now?
It's usually like, you stole some feed. Now you're going to get hanged. So so that was that experience. I took a bunch of video that maybe put up on Instagram, for our spooktacular month.
Yeah. And are you ready for some fun things this month?
We'll throw it up in the Patreon first so people can check it out.
You've kind of accrued a nice grouping of haunted experiences, I would say, over the years that we've been doing this podcast. And has it changed?
The one in my own bathroom that was the absolute most, the one that's still, the hand, that one really freaked, and the shirt, the one I tried to take off my shirt to go take a shower, take off a shirt, and it would, I could not, like the shirt, would, it was up over my head, and I could not get the shirt off, like my head, like, it was really weird. That was separate than the hand.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a separate story. Yeah, it was that one really kind of still scares me.
Yeah. It's a lot in your own home and seeing something and feeling a little powerless and feeling powerless, around your body and clothing. That seems terrifying.
Well, I included one TripAdvisor's haunted review.
Yes,
just
please.
Throw it in there.
Please.
Yes, it's really haunted. The reviewer, Glutes Man.
Nice.
GLOTS Man. Now, I don't know if it means glutes, the butt. First, I thought it said Ghost Man. And I'm like, oh, well, you are the ghost. Yeah, why are you leaving a review, ghost?
Yeah.
And this is from a while ago. I went for a tour last Halloween. You'll learn about the Whaley family and all the ghosts in the house. While I was there, I felt a very faint breeze and almost immediately felt sick to my stomach. Apparently a common occurrence when a ghost has brushed up against you. Mm. Now, what I wonder is, did you know that information going into it?
Yeah, so you were kind of primed to already feel
that. That's the thing, I don't want to know, so I'm not reading these things. I care more about the history. Mm-hmm. This is old building. I like old building.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very interesting that you experience these things when you're not looking for them. Do you want to remain ignorant to these things, and yet they still find you?
And that's always my question when people talk about being haunted or frequently haunted, is like, are you somebody that's literally everywhere you go? And according to some people, they're touched in that way. They have that thing where they sense things.
Like you.
Yeah, but that's not frequently enough. It's not an everyday. It's a very sporadic thing.
When everything's haunted, nothing is haunted.
Right.
You know, obviously, if you're feeling, it's like maybe you just have weird hormonal imbalances or had too much caffeine or had too little caffeine.
Or you're looking.
You're like, you know, fucking goosing yourself up to like experience whatever you think you're going to experience here. Sure.
I will say that what's probably also charging up the Whaley House is the El Campo Santo Cemetery, mm-hmm. which is right next to it, also known as the Holy Field. It's a historic cemetery located in Old Town San Diego, right next to the Whaley House. It's one of the city's oldest cemeteries, and it's notable for its historical significance as well as rumored paranormal activity. El Campo Santo was established in 1849, making it one of the oldest cemeteries in San Diego. It served as the final resting place for many early residents of San Diego.
Okay.
The cemetery reflects the city's multicultural heritage with graves of people from various ethnic backgrounds and cultural traditions.
Well, I have a question for you. Was the door on the side of the cemetery?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd have to look and see that because the original cemetery was paved over.
Of course.
Which...
They're like, what's the most degrading thing we can do to a cemetery?
And that's allegedly, supposedly why the spirits are restless, because for progress. Just 2 years after the last body was buried in the cemetery, a streetcar line was literally built through the graveyard.
Great.
In the later half of the 19th century.
Awesome.
And that's why some tombstones are removed on the ground. You can walk over them. There's markers of where the graves were. There are tales of American Indian uprisings and the brutal consequences, life stories of some of San Diego's earliest residents, and some tombstones as vague as, quote, little girl RIP. So that's the story of the Whaley House, El Campo, Santos.
I love it.
A little fun Halloween thing. And you know, we'd love to always go to every single place we talk about in our perfect world. And
absolutely,
it doesn't happen as often as we'd like. And frankly, there's not, as at least for me or, you know, sometimes for us, there's not as many haunted tales out there that either haven't been told 1,000 times or have a unique perspective or there's just not much to them. But if I get a chance and if we get a chance to visit something, I mean, for your job, that you are visiting a lot of these places and working with people that are dealing with the paranormal.
Yeah. No, and I'm going to be doing some traveling probably end of this year too, early next, to some fairly haunted places. So we'll see. But I like the idea of us, you know, places that we haven't had an opportunity to go visit and then revisiting them and doing like a kind of a two-part episode where we hear experiences of, you know, people being there and us being there. I think that's kind of a fun double episode counterpoint type of a thing. And if you might like that, let us know.
And if you're in San Diego, I highly suggest going to Old Town in general. It's a really great old area. It's oldest in San Diego, checking out the Whaley House. And you might even sense the ghost of a younger Jason Horton.